There's a reason.
There is.
Do you recognise the theme? Do you recognise the theme, Big D?
He hasn't got his cap
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I was waiting for this one.
Do you know what? I've been dying to meet you because I've heard loads about you. Big D from Southern Vectis. And now I've met you, you kind of look like... let me think now. You kind of look like a cross between Elf Garnet.
Yeah,
bit of an Elf Garnet.
And who else?
And who was the Caractacus Potts bloke from the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Sounds a bit like him as well. You know the one, Caractacus Potts.
No.
The old his dad. The mad.
Oh yes.
Yeah, the mad guy.
The mad guy.
Well, mad. Yeah, I can be that sometimes. Yeah. Granted. Yeah.
So Big D, you're from Southern Vectis, and you do Blakey's job, do you?
Yeah, for me, since I do Blakey's job, the day-to-day running in the bus station with 4 hours.
You must get some stick.
Oh, we get it now and again.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
We'll get you, butler.
No. I'll never do that for anyone. No. I mean, I'm pretty good at handling any irate passengers, all that. We all are. There's a good crew there.
Good.
He's extremely smart.
Smells nice as well, doesn't he?
I noticed that as well.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Yeah, by the way.
You wouldn't have said that last night out of the curry. It's something to do with this Chanel Channel stuff, isn't it?
Oh, the Chanel. We like the Chanel.
That's female stuff, isn't
it? Well, sometimes if I run out of aftershave, I'll see a bottle. I mean, I don't look at it. I'll just give it a quick squirt.
Yeah.
I normally use Brute.
Brute.
I
tell you what,
love the smell of Brute.
What he's got on there smells all right, doesn't
it? Yeah, it
does. I might have to get myself some. Mm. Yeah, smells all right. Anyway, you're here and we're going to be talking about a variety of things, but we want to talk about your role in Southern Vectis as well. So,
funny stories. You must have some funny stories.
You must have some wonderful stories. Yeah. But where's it? You're actually based in the town, because obviously, you've got...
Yeah, we're in the bus station, just off South Street there.
Yeah.
And we're in the little office in the bus station next door to the travel shop, and that's where all the stuff happens. And there's a team of us in there. There's 4 of us and 3 reliefs. And, we do all the day-to-day running, deal with the complaints and that, if there's any spot complaints.
Do they still call them Clippies?
Well, no, we ain't got them. Clippies anymore, do you?
It's all one-man operating now.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
When's the last time you went on a bus? A tram?
where are you from?
London.
Mate, I can't Hammersmith.
Yeah, no, you sound like you do. Yeah. Operator. Yeah.
Hammersmith, me sings. Yeah, not too bad it was.
How long now is it? Because obviously I'm just picturing the old setup. Were you there, the old setup, years ago?
Where the old bus station was, yeah.
Yeah.
I was there.
How long have you been with them?
I think it's about 15 years
15
now.
Years. So you've seen the transition from the old one to the new one?
Yeah.
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 How long ago was it now?
It's got to be about
10
years.
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? Because I'm just picturing the old site, outside of the old site. You used to have that great big thing that you could go and push the buttons and things would light up on the screen. Do you remember that? Outside?
I never got that technically involved.
No.
Normally, if I touch something technical, it goes up the wall.
Right. And there is a place where the old there's a depot in there where the buses live overnight or something.
Yeah, that's up at Nelson Road.
Nelson Road, that's still there, because that's been there for some years as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been there a lot of years.
Now, I used to go out with the bloke that used to run that
is
area.
Is that with the bloke?
His daughter. I think his name would have been Vernon.
Oh, he's still there.
He's still Vernon Gibbs.
Vernon Gibbs.
He must have retired by now, hasn't he?
No, he's still going.
Still there.
He's about 100.
He's still going.
He's about 100 years old, isn't he?
Oh, about 27, I think he is. No, he's still there, Vern. He's still there.
So,
there's a few days a week there now.
So lots of changes on Southern Vectis. Obviously, all for the better. And you know, you must have seen some changes over the last few years.
Well, it's been a fairly organised change round, what with a new bus station and that. And then we've been in the process of refleeting the buses and that now. So, yes, it has been a bit of a turnaround. It's not been too bad.
The one thing I like now, when you see Southern Vectis buses, they all look nice, new, clean, fresh. But I do love the old type buses as well. And we've still got them here on the island, haven't we? There's a bus museum just along here, isn't
there? Yeah, you've got the bus museum, and we got
there's
the old...
There's not many buses in it, though, is there, that bus museum?
I've never been in it.
All right,
I think it's about two.
I've never been in it.
I've never been in it. We got the old girl up at the depot, the old open-top one there, the half-cab bus. I had to drive that down to Yarmouth one day, and it took one of the drivers. He had to push me in the cab, so I couldn't get in the cab, and the seat... You can't move it forward
how
or
did you
back
get out?
And you can't hear a thing when you're driving it. And it only does 30 mile an hour. But it's a popular bus.
So you drive as well?
Oh, yeah.
You can drive as well. I'll tell you what we do see a lot more of.
Yes. Well, no, go on.
A lot more. Well, go on, you have your moment.
Women drivers in buses.
Yeah, doing good.
Yeah, I've noticed a hell
of
a lot.
They are doing good.
Yeah.
They look better than the men, actually.
Well, yeah.
Well, you would say that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be careful what I say. No, they're doing a really good job there. I mean, we've just had one of the girl drivers been made up to a relief controller.
And what does that mean?
One of us, like
yourself.
Yeah, yeah. We've got three or four relief controllers that when we're off on leave, sickness, they come in and cover us. And she's just got made up to one. She's doing a good job.
Who's that there? Can you name her?
Her name's Claire.
Right, okay, Claire.
Yeah, she's doing a good job.
Because I know my kind of ex-sister-in-law, she's had many jobs. She's always been quite miserable. But ever since she's been a driver, she drives the Southern Vectors, every time I see her now, she's got a great big grin on her face. Really, really big grin. She must love the job.
I mean, they do well on there. I mean, we got a good crew there now. There's a lot of new people coming on the job now. A lot of youngsters and that. They say when you know it's the youngsters, it means you're getting older.
I know, they do.
But
erase that, what you just said.
They've got a good crew there now. And,
all right.
So I still get a buzz coming into work.
What's the thing that most people moan about?
Oh, if we get roadworks on the ones...
Yeah.
I mean, it's such an high frequency route.
Now, what's the ones is that Newport Ride?
Newport to Cowes. And it's a 7 to 8 minute frequency. And if you get roadworks, like the popular place is Parkhurst, where they put temporary lights up, and it'll just send it totally out the window.
Yeah.
So that's where we come in and start have to jiggle buses around to try and keep some sort of service up on it.
So don't the 1A go to Ryde anymore then?
No.
What's that? Because it used to be a 1A.
Number 9, isn't it?
One, the number 9's the one that goes to Ryde.
Right. Number 9. Because it always used to be, when I used to get on buses years ago, it used to be the 1A would go up Staplers to Ryde and the 1B would go along Fairley Road.
Yeah, and then you had the Island Explorers. That used to be the 7A's, 7B's.
Yeah.
And that. And they used to do Round Island, a complete round circuit. From Newport and back, it used to take about 4 hours.
Brilliant
shifts then.
And you've obviously got the old open decker things, the single decker open top wing things, and so on.
Yeah, we've got the breezers that have just started up.
Where do they go then?
At Yarmouth to the Needles.
Needles, they do. Yeah.
How brilliant is that? Do you go across the Downs as well on the open top?
On the Downs one, it's about another couple of months before they come online for the season.
Yeah.
And the Shanklin steamer.
That's like an afternoon out, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, they're popular. They really are popular, especially the Breezer one, the Yarmouth to the Allen Bay and the Battery. They're really popular. The Downs one's picking up lovely. And the steamer, that does its own thing. I mean, and that's picking up the people on it. But they start later in the season. I mean, the Allen Bay one's already started now.
Has it?
Yeah. Because you get a nice day like this, you get people coming over for a day trip, they use it.
Perfect. Perfect for them. And there's no better way to see the Isle of Wight than on on an open-top bus, having a good look around. Mm. I mean, we've got so much beautiful scenery around, haven't we? We're blessed, and we don't make the most of it, do we?
You don't realise what you've got on your own doorstep. This is a problem.
Now, there was one character that used to... Well, there's a couple of characters that popped into my head. One of them, I don't know whether you remember, there's a lady called Bet. I don't think she's with us anymore. Do you remember Bet?
No, I think she was before our time. Right. My time, at least. Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard about her.
I don't think she's... She was one that used to have a cigarette going the whole time. The whole time. I think she would have been what was called affectionately known as... It is a clippy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she would be going and taking the fares, and she would have this fag out of her mouth all of the time. It was like... It was always the same length. I'm sure it was just something that just used to grow
the ash
there,
never fell
you
off.
Know. And it was... She was always had a fag in her mouth, and it was just it was really funny to see. And she was like a real character. I always remember doing a gig, one of my first ever gigs, over at Southern Vector Social Club. Is that still a social club there?
That's still there, yeah.
So there I am doing this gig. I'm a bit green behind the ears, but I've got a bit of the devil in me. And she's come up, and she's at the end of the night, she's grabbed hold of the microphone and she started singing, because poor old Bet's had a few too many. All right, she's still got the fag out of her mouth, you know, still the same size, still, you know, there's still the ash there. Just and so what I've done, a bit cheeky, unplugged the other end of it and handed it to her, because I'm in the process of packing up, and she clipped my ear. She did. You cheeky so-and-so. I think she passed away a few years ago, but she was a character. And there was another guy that used to drive the buses. Oh, crikey, that's going to really annoy me now. He was awarded with being one of the nicest bus drivers ever. Wally Edwards? Do you remember Wally?
Oh, Wally, yeah.
He's a legend. Wally Edwards.
I've seen Wally, but he'd already retired when I started on here. But I've seen him a few times. I see him about 3 weeks ago in Morrison's.
All right.
And I stopped and had a chat with him. Because then I'd just let the missus off loose to do the shopping, and me and Wally were standing there having a nap.
Like it.
Because she on a lead or something?
Yeah. Let her loose. She went.
I hate shopping.
Do you want to take a call?
Yeah, go
somebody, on. Somebody wants to talk to you, I'm sure. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
Hi, Philip.
What's the name of your guest?
Big D.
Big D. I was just trying to think, it's Blakey, but it's not, it's Big D.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say I used the bus, and congratulations on running a good service, because I use the bus on the mainland as well sometimes, and nothing I use on the mainland compares to the service you get at Southern Vectors. And if I hear anybody moan about Southern Vectors, which sometimes they do, I say, you're having a laugh, good service here. I mean, I do a show on Vectors Radio that finishes at midnight on a Saturday, and if it wasn't for you running the 12:35 bus back to Sandown, I wouldn't be able to do it live.
There you go.
Yeah, we do try and do our best. I mean, thanks for the comment and thanks for the praise, much appreciated. That does go down well with a lot of us. I mean, we do get the odd blips with traffic delays and that, and we try to remedy it as quick as we can, but I mean, we're not infallible. I mean, where there's delays and we've got lots of roadworks coming up, we try and keep the service pretty much to par, but I mean, we're not miracle workers. But overall, yeah, we do quite a good job there. And thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, because I went back to where I used to live a few years ago now, and it was going to a do, and I looked at the bus timetable. I went in the bus office. It's a first bus, and can I get a bus? And I said, you're having a laugh, aren't you? I said, well, I can on the Isle of Wight. And they said, do you what? They run buses to 3 a.m. on the Isle of Wight at the weekend. I said, yeah. They couldn't believe it.
Well, there's a lot of people don't believe it. I mean, when I first moved over here, I was totally amazed looking at the timetable when I first moved here. And it said the bus was going to be here at 11 o'clock. I went, yeah, right. And all of a sudden, it come up.
And also with I've got the key as well. If you get the £90 one, you get 31 day passes for £3. That's exceptional value.
Yeah, it's good value, that key one.
We get around the island much more since you started doing that.
Yeah, it's good value for money, that is, actually. And it's getting popular with everyone. There seems to be a lot of people obtaining it now to use.
The only thing I think you could improve, I'd like to see a phone app. Because the one thing first bus do well is you've got an app on the phone that pinpoints your location. And if you want to know what time the next bus is and where you are, it tells you. I'd like to see Southern Vectors develop that.
Well, I'm sure they're looking into it, but you're talking to a man who's king of the big biros. I mean, technology is not my strong suit. at the moment. But
you, you should have seen him trying to work out his headphones.
Oh dear.
He only just got them on his ears. Oh, yeah. Right, that's where they go. Yeah, no, do you know, I think that's a good point about the actual, you know, moving on. Because as I say, we live in a world of technology. Technology has taken over and we have to sort of adapt. And what Southern Vectors has done brilliantly well is adapt to today's world, today's society. Mm. That's the one thing that we've all got to look at and think, right, how can we make that fit around what we actually do? And an app would be fantastic, majorly for the younger generation, but more and more old fogies like us. I mean, we're sort of more switched on with the generation, and you know, it's more than using a Bic, isn't it?
I mean,
I'll tell you where Southern Vectors do well on technology. If they got any delays, their Twitter updates are always spot on. If I'm waiting for a bus and don't turn up, I go onto Twitter and it tells you there's been any delays. So they do that very well as well.
Apparently that's down to you, isn't it, Big D?
Well, no. They bought the Twitter app and I started putting little verses on something. As if it was quiet, I was doing like sort of quiz things. Like, and see what the general knowledge was like. And it come back and that, and it's quite a popular app. But you're right, no, it is good on Twitter. And if you get delays or breakdowns, there must be a few people logged into it now, because we don't get so many phone calls, so they must be looking at the Twitter site.
Oh, they're following it, I'm sure. Because there is a lot of good updates there, and we obviously see it. Anything else you want to say there, Phil?
No, just keep up the good work, basically.
Well, thanks for your positive call. Mm.
Yeah, cheers, okay, mate. I'll pass it on.
Are you getting on the bus tomorrow?
Tomorrow, no.
Oh, you're not? All right. All right. Do you want to plug the show anyway?
Yeah, 10 p.m. to midnight Saturday. The Rock Monster Show for the very best in classic rock.
Brilliant. Thanks for being there, Phil.
Thanks for being there,
thanks,
Phil.
Thanks for being there, Phil. Are you gone? Are you still there? All right, he's gone. Okay, so anything else you want to add about Southern Vectors before we change subjects?
No.
All right.
I've got a question.
Go on, you got a question? Go on in.
I want to know, Big D, obviously things get left on buses.
Yeah.
And have you got any funny things that have been left on buses?
Yeah, hang on a sec. You just don't want to talk about breastfeeding.
I've got no problem talking about breastfeeding.
You're just keeping him talking about Southern Vectors so don't go on breastfeeding.
No.
Go on, Big D, what's been left on a bus?
Well, the funniest thing that sticks in my mind was when we was down at Ryde in the bus station there. We had the inspectors, obviously, down there. And this passenger came up, got off the bus and said, "There's a person lying on the floor upstairs. I can see the leg sticking out." So I've gone out there and up, and it was a prosthetic limb all wrapped up. Someone must have got hold of it to bolt it as a replacement and forgot it.
To leave your leg.
So I took it into the travel shop and it did get claimed.
It took it to the travel shop.
It got claimed.
We get medication left on the buses.
Yeah. Books must be popular. Books, umbrellas.
Phones. Umbrellas. Yeah. Hats.
Teeth.
We had a bag full of Viagra left on there, and that got claimed.
Oh, did it now?
And he was 73. Fair play to the bloke. Yeah, fair play to the bloke.
Probably his teeth as well that were left on the bus.
Oh, let's take another call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate.
Hello, Keith.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. Is Big D talking about lost property there?
Yeah, we talked about the odd things that have been left on buses. Have you?
Well, I don't know whether I told you a few years back, I was doing a bit of work for me niece's partner, and it was involved recycling rubbish.
Right.
And I used to go through the stuff that came off of trains. The rubbish that came off of trains.
Right, yeah.
And the funniest thing I ever saw or found amongst the rubbish was an empty vibrator box. No, I ain't finished yet. And an empty battery packet. So when the rocking of the motion of the train, you know, sort of I don't know. But it's amazing what you do find that gets left on public service vehicles.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether you heard there was a prosthetic leg.
Legs come through.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody lost a wheelchair. How can you lose a wheelchair? Literally lose a wheelchair.
How can you forget your weight shopping?
Yeah. Amazing. I know what you mean, mate. Yeah, I know what you mean. Another question, I don't know whether you can answer that, but when you do your open top buses, do you have to have a conductor on board?
On the Breezers, no.
Really?
No, we've just got a driver operator on them.
Oh, they do over here, because apparently, because of the liability insurance, up the top deck.
No. You'd have to speak to them at our main office on that. I don't get involved in that side.
No, you just answer the question. You're doing it on your own. Yeah. You know, just being, well, you can't tell what's going on the top deck, can you?
Well, all the buses are fitted with cameras.
Oh, right, yeah.
We've got CCTV in all the buses now, even the Breezers.
Yeah, no, it's because the conversation, it cropped up amongst the mate of mine who works for what used to be Hans and Dorset. It's kind of what's called now. Stagecoach, isn't it? And he said that one of their drivers got a bit of bother because there was an accident involved. And, of course, there was no seatbelts at the top or anything. One of the guys actually went over the top.
Hmm. No, I've never heard of that, anything like that at all.
No, it's just because of the mainland idiots, mate. That's what it is. That's what you got to put it down to. Yeah. Anyway, good to talk to you.
Yeah, you take care.
Again.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
Yeah, cheers. Bye, mate.
Cheers now.
Bye, Keith.
Bye. Do they still have those things where if you're stood upstairs and you're in the right at the front, there's a little square thing which the driver can see up and it goes into a mirror and looks behind him? They still have those things.
That you're talking about the old periscope.
Yeah.
That's the thing we used to see what was going up on the top deck. But if anyone put anything over the top of it,
yeah,
I mean, it's finished. No, it's all cameras then.
They don't do that anymore then. So when the driver's, you know, how does he? You don't have to look in that thing that goes up there and out the window then. Because I'm guessing that's how they see what's behind them or what's going on upstairs.
No, it was a periscope, and it used to be able to look at it from the driver's cab, and it just all concoction of mirrors.
Yeah.
And you could see what was going on, but now it's all cameras.
So they don't bother with that?
No.
So you've got
the
old cameras. Everything is filmed on the buses. Yeah. How long has it kept for then?
I don't know how long they keep it for. I mean, it's been really helpful to us if we've had any incidents and the police have needed help on, or if we've had passenger accidents, which ain't many, which is good. And they can download all the CCTV and that.
Yeah, no,
and
brilliant.
Any misbehaving on the buses.
Yeah, no, I think it's brilliant. We've moved on. It just goes to show. It's been a long time since I've actually gone onto a double decker bus. I've been on a few buses since, and
all these new buses now. I mean, it's in high definition. The pictures are crystal.
Are they?
Yeah,
incredible. Do you have Wi-Fi and stuff on your buses?
Well, I've just introduced Wi-Fi on the Route 1. On the Route 1. They've got Wi-Fi on there now, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. It's moved on. Ready for another call?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
You don't need a break or anything like that?
No, lie down or anything.
All right, okay. Hi, who's this?
If he needs a break, just ring his bell.
Yeah. Now, when should you ring the bell?
Take him to the cemetery gates.
It's Uncle Arthur. How are you?
I'm all right. Look, my old man used to fall asleep all over the place, right?
Right.
And
he didn't leave his leg on the bus, did he?
No, he used to go about half past 8, 9 o'clock at night on the train. Unfortunately, before he came home, he used to walk through the fruit and veg markets and get all sorts of stuff that are going to, you know, like chucking out, like the day strawberries going to go. He'd bring them home. He was forever leaving them on the train, but he used to fall asleep on a train, and he woke up one night. He used to regularly go down to Hounslow, which was on the Piccadilly line, instead of coming back to Harrow. So if he didn't get off Acton Town, you'd end up going down there. But he woke up one night at a station called Alberton, which is three stops up the line from where he had to get off. Trouble was, he was going back in the other direction. He'd gone all the way down to Uxbridge, fallen asleep, and he'd come all the way back up again and was going back up to London again. You know, and that's the trouble when you do these things. I mean, do you get many people actually turfing them out off the bus asleep when you have to shut it down?
Well, I often get called out on late shift where they fell asleep with the assistance of alcohol, and you get a job and have to wake them up sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you actually think they're unconscious, and I mean, I've called out an ambulance a couple of times or the police to help, and then you eventually get them woke up and they turn around and ask for somewhere else on the island. And if it's in the week where we ain't got the clubbers running all night, that's them stuck for the night. Oh, yeah, we get a few people like it.
Do you recognise Maxine?
Well, you see, the thing is, the trouble with, you know, is did you ever do buses in London, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know the sort of problems you get up in London. You don't get anything like that down the Isle of Wight, do you?
No. Nowhere near it.
You know, you don't get people trying to drag you out your seat on the bus, do you? Because you're not going to take them because they look like they're drunk or they ain't got the right money or whatever. I mean, I was told the other day you can no longer get on a bus in London if you ain't got any money on you. You've got to have a card.
Yeah, they do this Oyster card thing. And all the bus stops, apparently, have got all these machines with the Oyster cards where you got to purchase it before you get on.
So you turn up to go and get on a bus with some cash, you can't get on.
No, that's right. This is what I'm hearing. I mean, it's not got to that stage down here yet.
But you think it might?
I don't know. I would like to think no. But it may head that way, but I can't really say, to be truthful. I mean, the technology's changing all the time, like, each year, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I can remember the old conductors, you see, used to wind the ticket machine up and give you a ticket, and you actually felt like you had a bloke in charge there. I was never too keen on the driver issuing. You see, in this day and age where we get caned and hammered for everything we do when we're driving,
yeah,
you can't take your eyes off the road for 5 minutes, I find it totally strange that a guy can have possibly 72 people on a bus and he's taking fares and checking his machine and everything and he's in charge of that bus.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he's not taking it while he's driving, is he? So, I know
he's not supposed to.
No, that's right, and I've never seen one of them do it. The only thing I will say is, I hope they don't put these assault screens up on our buses over here. Because straight away, that would alienate people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
it's like a physical barrier.
It is.
You can't even spit at the bloke through the ones in London, can you? Not that I'm advocating you spit at the driver of a bus.
No, we've had a couple of odd occasions where we've had drivers spat at over the last two years. And we've had arrests and prosecutions on it.
Right,
but
sir.
We've still got that friendliness where we haven't got a wall between us and the passenger.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't come to that direction. I really do.
Did you get a chance to drive one of the bendies on the island here?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Good motors. Believe it or not, they're good motors. On the festival, they're a must.
Yeah.
For the volume of people they can move.
They were. I think they were mechanically pretty top dog, but the trouble is, when you look at our roads, and you look at something that long, you think to yourself, ugh.
And obviously you're limited to where you can send them. I mean, you wouldn't send them through Benstead Estate, would you? I mean, they probably won't get round there.
You two sound like you're related.
Yeah.
They do. They were great fun in London because you had the situation, for anybody listening who didn't know, you could actually jump on the back and jump off again and nobody would ever catch you if you knew who to look out for.
So yeah, that's right. Anyway. Yeah. I won't go further into that one.
And they also used to catch fire quite regularly as well, didn't they?
Oh, I've never seen one do that.
Oh, there's plenty of footage of it.
Is there? Oh, no, I've got a hand on my heart. I've never seen it. And I tend to look at YouTube a lot when I'm at home.
He never put his hand on his heart.
No, he did put his hand up, though.
Whose heart did he put it on, then?
Any more?
Oh, no. Last poke at you for that. Do you get a chance to drive the old girl?
I've drove her once, but the trouble is, I'm a bit on the poultry side.
Yeah.
And you can't adjust the seat in it. And when I drove it down to Yarmouth, it's got a crash gearbox on it.
Yeah.
And my knees are up past the steering wheel, because, I mean, it was built for a twiggy, really.
Yeah.
Not for a portly chap like me.
Do you know what, I started doing the show with Chaz and Dave? Yeah.
We had that as a wedding vehicle. We did.
Yeah.
And it was about the 13th, 14th of December.
It goes down well. It gets bookings on that. Yeah. It does go well.
I was mortified because I went out to get on, and my wife said, "Where are you going?" I said, "No, you're getting in a car." I said, "I want to go to bus."
I mean, did you ever speak to the driver and could he hear
never
you?
Never got a chance to, because I had to go in a flipping car.
Well, he probably wouldn't have heard you anyway, because you can't hear a thing once you get in the cab.
No. Does he even know what the old girl is, by the way?
Yeah, the old girl. No, I don't. I'm guessing it's a bus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, it's an old half cab.
An half cab?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Is that
Think of something like Reg Varney, but not that kind of bus, but like that, where he's sitting at the front.
Yeah.
And you had an open platform at the back.
I love those old ones. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's got no top on it either. It's like Maxine when she's been out for a few drinks, got no top on.
Really?
Yeah, it was you on that bus, wasn't it? Don't forget they've got CCTV now, oh, Max, so be careful.
There you go.
Thanks for your call, people. Arthur.
You take care now.
And you.
Yeah, cheers
now. Bye. I'll tell you what, we should take a break and then we'll come back with more. I don't think, you know, we can fill this hour with Southern Vector stories and so on and so forth without having to talk about...
about a baby being born on a bus.
Breastfeeding.
Once in London. When I was driving in.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. We come back. Or do you want to do it now? Let's do it. Do it now. Do the story now.
I was driving a seven bus down in Oxford Street, and we come round Marble Arch into Edgware Road, and my conductor come round, jumping up and down, and he said, "She's having it." I was thinking, who's having what? He said, "It's a woman in the back having it." So I thought he had problems. I've gone round there, and it was this woman sitting there, and her waters are broke. So I just sat next to her. I said, "I've gone, yeah? Yeah."
Yeah. And they've she said, gone, yeah?
And she said, "It's on the way." So I've sort of... Well, what do we do here? Like, so there was a shop just by the bus stop. So I said to the conductor, "Get in there and get an ambulance in quick." And I said, "I think you better get some towels and warm water."
Why this towels and water business?
Well, this is what you see on the telly, but it did help. And I helped deliver a boy.
Really?
She popped it out within about 8 minutes.
You're joking.
In between stops.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you.
But you had quite a few complaints about the bus being late that day.
God, I've had some stuff come out on buses.
Did
but
she
never...
call it after you? Hey? Did she call it after you?
No, I never found out. Like, you know what I mean? You know, but it was quite... I mean, my conductor, once the baby started coming, he passed out. So, I mean...
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more wonderful stories from Big D. It's 20 to 1. You're listening to Vectis Radio.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up costs was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240 240.
WhiteFibre.com. Cable.com.
24-month contract required. Faster speeds available in all cabled areas.
Does your garden need attention? Why not call LCL, Lee Cook Landscaping, to put it right? They are specialists in driveways, patios and paths, brickwork and stonework, decking and furniture, fencing, water features, lawns and planting, and garden maintenance. You can find them at www.lclandscaping.webs.com. Interested in our services? Then get in touch with us via the form on our contact page and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or email lclandscaping37@gmail.com. That's lclandscaping37@gmail.com. Lee Cook Landscaping is a high-quality building and landscaping company partnered by D. Rigby Building and Landscaping.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself, the ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, you'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Want to look and feel fantastic for that party or special occasion? Make sure you talk to the girls at Beautify and let Yolanda and her team of experienced therapists work their magic. Beautify offer a wide range of treatments from massages, eyebrow threading, lash extensions, gel nails, manicure and pedicure, spray tans and lots more, including permanent cosmetics and teeth whitening. Call Beautify today on 5335 54 or find them at 1 Chain Lane in Newport. Just look for the purple butterfly. Booking is essential. Quote Vectus Radio and you will get £10 off all treatments.
As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
Hi, it's me, Chip here. I've got my own dance show. The dance show is called Chip's Dance Hall Show. I will be playing a variety of dance tunes that you can dance and tap your feet to. So come and join the party from 10 p.m. till 11 on Sunday night.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So there we were, just a couple of moments ago, hearing the wonderful story about Big D on Southern Vectis. So obviously it wasn't a Southern Vectis bus, it was a bus in London.
Yeah.
And the ladies' waters had broken and there you were, helping out at the sharp end.
Mm. He was the midwife.
And this was on a London
bus. Yeah.
How many years ago was it?
Oh, got to be over 25 now.
25 years. So, yeah. So you've pretty much been buses. What, since you left school?
Buses and coaches. Yeah.
Yeah. So what made you come to the Isle of Wight?
Well, when the mother-in-law died, I mean, and all my family. don't sound right, does it? I mean, I come out of a big family in London.
Yeah.
My dad was one of 10 brothers and one sister.
Ooh.
And as you get older, they spread their wings and that, and they die like things, it happens. So we just thought, well, it's either going to be here or Devon. And her indoors turned around and said, where do you want to go? I said, I don't care, as long as I can put a pillow on the bed. And we landed up here because my daughter had come over here for 2 weeks' holiday, met her bloke, never come back.
Right.
So pretty
still
much
here
dictated
now.
It, yeah.
Still here now?
Still here, yeah.
All right, so how long you lived here
then? I think it's about 15, 16 years.
Right, okay. Never look back?
No.
Here now for the duration?
I wouldn't say that.
All right,
okay. I'll get the itching mood to...
When you screw your face up like that, you look like Alf Garnett. You do. You do. You're gonna, if there's anybody listening there at Southern Vectis, which I'm sure they are, you're going to get such nick in a minute, aren't you?
Well, I'll probably get it when I get back.
Yeah, you've got a new nickname. Won't be Blakey anymore.
Well, my nickname's Gruesome.
Gruesome.
Yeah, that's that was your. He said, well, I asked him the other day, I made the mistake. I said, what's your email address? And your email address is, I mean, I don't know whether you want to give it out, but it had the word gruesome in. So, so dare I say, yeah, I can see where they're coming from. I can see why it's gruesome.
I'll never ever get any messages left on my phone.
No.
No. The answer phone messages. This is gruesome. Leave me a message.
Oh, scary.
Anything else you want to add about Southern Vectors? You've got a website we can check out, some details on there, just if people want to know more about, you know, routes and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they've got the Southern Vector at southernvectors.com, and it's got all the list of the routes, timetables and that.
Okay.
That's where they pick up all the info.
When was the last time you got on a bus, on a Southern Vectors bus?
Not that long ago, because it was to come here.
Right, okay.
Probably a year ago.
Right. I remember that day as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had that bet, and what you were going to do, go past Arthur's house topless. Do you remember? And he never did. And you lost the bet, and you never, ever did it. So maybe we could organise that.
I wonder why I didn't.
Big D.
What's that?
Well, you know, about a year ago, we had a bet that and Maxine lost, and the bet was if she loses, she's got to go by on the double decker bus past Arthur's
was
house.
Was it on the open top thing?
Topless.
No, don't worry, I didn't.
Can you sort that out for us?
Yeah, I'll have a quiet word with someone. But don't come back to me if it backfires.
Oh, all right. So, what was the website again?
Southernvectors.com.
That gives out all the information.
www.southernvectors.com.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm not all into this technology yet.
No,
yeah.
You're still using the pen. We know.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, I've got to play you this. I'm hoping it's going to play. Right, here we go. There we are. I play that just for you because you do look like him.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, cheers.
So there we were. We were talking about the funniest things that have been left on a Southern Vectors bus. So you must have some other great stories. I bet you're a great bloke to get round for dinner, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sometimes I can, but yeah.
Yeah. There's a bit of Mike Reed in him as well.
Yeah,
isn't
a bit of Mike Reed, definitely.
It's regal.
Yes.
Pat, 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 pat.
yeah, right.
I forgot he used to do that.
Oh, yeah, there's a few things you have a giggle about, like, you know what I mean? But you try and forget some of them. How can I say it? Yeah. I put a famous tweet out once. But less said about that about.
All right, okay.
Oh. He's hanging on there, waiting.
Yeah. All right.
But now you get a good crack. I mean, art of it, you have to crack with one another at work. You've got to. It breaks the ice up and that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's... that's why we've got the nicknames. I mean, there's... I think there's three or four Daves in the office now. And that's confusing. And I mean, if you want the real Big D, it's got to be me mate Dave Miller in there. He's the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
But we call him Little D.
Right, Little D.
But he's huge. He is a big lad.
Yeah.
Then we got Neely, Little Neely, Claire, Ken, and we got Andy. Yeah. And there's three of us got bald heads. I mean, yeah. I had a passenger come up to make a complaint one day about a driver. I went out to deal with it. And so polite, really nice person, said, I've got a complaint about this driver, and he had a bald head. Well, there's me outside with shaved head, and there was four drivers in the office waiting to get duty sheets, and they were all shaved heads. So I just turned around and went, well, do you recognise one of them? And she went, I'll give up, and just walked off.
Joe, I remember, you know, as this story isn't the nicest story to tell, in a way. There was a, we went out one night, clubbing it. We're going back to about 1981, 1982. Mm. So we've gone out clubbing it, and we've all gone out as a crowd of blokes, and we've gone upstairs. And you know what, typical lads, had a bit of a drink, bit leery, bit gobby, bit loud. And there was one particular bloke that was louder and leerier than anyone else. He sat on the back seat having a shout and this and so on and so forth. And we looked back, he's on his own. And we looked at him and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he said, I'm having a wee. So he's had a wee on the back of the bus. All right. Okay. I can see by your face, you're disgusted. Oh. So there we were. When we got to Newport, we were all disgusted as well. So we all moved to the front of the bus. Of course, the bus driver had to stop very suddenly, and it all shot down the front of the bus, sadly, and then it all started flooding down the stairs as well. Do you want his name and address?
We've probably got him on footage.
Oh, this is probably 1981, way before then.
Oh, we get the odd one now.
Yeah, do you?
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I can imagine.
I had to take a bus out of service the other night over it. Right. It's no jokes. It's not fair on the rest of
I could
of the
see
people.
Your face. It wasn't, it, you know, but I was just thinking that's what it was like years ago, but it's obviously different now. Oh. I didn't want to offend you. I didn't want to upset you. We're still getting on, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, shut up, guitar.
So you must get that stuff. What I don't understand is when people, you know, they must know, because they must see the cameras. Mm. You know, everything you do, everything we do now in society, you know, you put stuff on Facebook and someone will see it and they won't think. Just say, for instance, I mean, the people do this. I'm not saying you do it, but Big D, you know, perhaps goes on his Facebook page and says, oh, Southern Vectors, blah, blah, blah. And you think, right, nobody's going to see that. And I don't understand why people could think they can go on a bus now with cameras and stuff like that and think that they can get away with doing those kind of things. It's idiotic, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we do point it out to some people.
Mm.
If it's a busy night and they've had a drink and that.
Yeah.
And they go, you can hear them saying, well, we're going to do this and that. I said, well, just remember, you're on camera full through.
Yeah.
But the biggest plus on a bus on lakes, if you get someone who's a bit irate or a bit leery, they get on to see a woman driver there.
Yeah.
Bang. Stops.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That surprises me.
Yeah, that's a good move then.
It is good.
Oh, good move.
I mean, they just get on and that's it.
Mm.
Not all the time, but the bulk of the time, yeah, they seem to bring the decibel level down with them.
Well, how many buses have you guys got?
I'd say about 85.
85?
Yeah, I couldn't be precise on it.
So you must they must employ a lot of people. That's a lot of people to...
There's a lot of people there, yeah.
Drive them.
Yeah.
Clean them.
Engineers, cleaners, fuelers. And then you've got everyone up in the office who do their various jobs there. On that people don't see. We've got a canteen upstairs, and a lot of the guys always bring their stuff in. Like we've got microwaves and all that up there.
Now, I don't see, because the new system is obviously it's behind dark glass, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you don't actually see what goes. What is behind the dark glass? Because when in the old, you know, the old system, you could see if you remember the old system, you used to walk in from one end. Just say you were coming from McDonald's, you'd be able to walk in. Down the end, I think would be the I don't know whether it was the cows or you know that would be the first one, and then you had the one going up Pan and so on, and then you'd walk round, and then you'd have a public toilet in the corner. Then you'd come along, you'd have a little booth to get your newspapers and so on. Then you'd have the big cafe, and that's where most of you guys would have been having your lunch and a cup of tea. Then there would have been the inspector's
that was on the
lounge,
corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And but so now you don't actually see it, so it's all behind glass. Is that somewhere where people can go up there, or is it just you guys?
It's just all the staff up there. That's break room up there.
Right.
On the top floor. And then you've got the travel shop next door to our office. And I mean, it does look it's all tinted glass and it looks darker than what it is, but once you've got the light on, you can see enough in there, like. But in our office, we call it the fishbowl.
Right.
Because it does get hot in there in the summer.
Mm.
It does.
Mm.
It does get warm in there. But, yeah, it's compact. And that's where we run it from in there.
Okay. Can we have a tour one day?
I should think you'd be able to get a look round it.
Yeah, I'd love to, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Have a little look around. See, because you see, because it's quite a big, there's a big old space there with big old
it's a big
blacked out windows.
It's a
yeah.
big building, like, you know what I mean?
How many people work there?
Well, there's a fair few.
You employ a lot of people there.
There's a lot,
of work for people.
There's a lot of people in there.
Well, look, it's great they come in, and we didn't get to talk about what we wanted to talk about, which is breastfeeding. I'm so pleased, aren't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't have put my foot in it there.
You can come back again.
Yeah, I don't mind, yeah.
Okay, all right, brilliant. It's good to talk to you, and, you know, so I think we can make a regular feature of Big D coming in from Southern Vectors.
Yeah, I don't mind, yeah.
Big D.
Yeah, it's been
Big
good.
Big D. Okay, thank you for coming in.